Good morning, Keizu listeners and Dharma friends. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Jin Yokota, for sponsoring this morning in memory of Mrs. Mitsue Yokota. Amida Buddha observed human beings and vows to Buddha's master, Lokesabararaja Buddha, Sambutsuge, says, I resolve that when I become a Buddha, I will fulfill this vow in every possible way, and to all beings who live in fear, I will give great peace. Unquote. Using other words, I can interpret the above to mean Amida Buddha will never leave the one who lives with fear, suffering, and pain. After Amida Buddha observed all sentient beings, he made 48 vows. The first vow reads, If, when I attain Buddhahood, there should be hell, the realm of hungry spirits, or the realm of animals, in my land, I may not attain the perfect enlightenment. Unquote. Quoted from the Shin Buddhist Translation Series, The Three Pure Land Sutras, Volume 2, the Raja Sutra. As I see this vow, Amida Buddha saw a realm of hell, hungry spirits and beasts in human beings, or to more clearly put it, in me and in my daily spiritual life. Master Genshin described in his book Ojo Yoshu in great detail about those realms of Jigoku, Hell, Gaki, the hungry spirits, and Chikusho, beasts. It's not a good subject to talk about in the morning since you are about to start a new day, so I will just talk about Master Genshin's explanation briefly. He writes, When people in the realm of hell meet others, they start hating each other. They don't know the reason why such thoughts appear, but hate occurs and grow greater and stronger. They develop long, sharp nails just like a knife. Because of their hate, they start to fight again. For no particular reason. Long, sharp nails just like a knife go into their body. Their bodies are slashed and crushed. Therefore, the pain is so great after the fight or battle, their bodies and hacked to pieces. However, cool breezes blow over the body parts and they heal and continue to fight over and over and over. It's kind of gross and shocking, but if you look at the world, there is war, conflict, terrorism, and fighting happening all over. Although they don't have any reason to hate, each individual person does hate and hurt others. How about your everyday life? Don't you feel hurt and pain? Not physical hurt and pain, but in your thoughts. Now I will change the subject a little. When you have to tell people the truth about themselves, you have to talk in an apologetic manner. For example, you might say, I hate to say this, but everybody is talking about you in a bad way. Or, I'm sorry, I don't want to say this, but people are saying this and that about you. Haven't you had such an experience? What is your truth? When you go to your doctor, the doctor must tell you the truth, such as, oh, your sugar count is high, or you are eating too many sweets. The doctor might say that you are overweight and you have to be careful. When your doctor tells you the bad news, you may humbly listen to him and say, thank you, doctor. However, if your husband or wife, girlfriend or boyfriend tells you the same thing, can you say, thank you, honey, humbly? If he or she talks to you in a blunt manner or with stronger words such as, you are so stubborn, you don't listen to others, you are so selfish, you are such a lazy guy, etc. Can you accept that? If you listen to the truth, you should say thank you to the person. Your pastor may tell you, you are so hot-headed. You have to be careful. If it's your respected pastor or minister, you may say, thank you, pastor. Yeah, I know I'm a hothead and I should be careful. What would be your reaction be if your husband should tell you, you are a hothead and talk too much? Please imagine, if it's dinner time, then your husband tells you, you are so hot-headed and talk too much, then you should put your chopsticks down on the table and put your hands together and say to your husband, oh, thank you, honey, for telling me the truth. I know I sometimes become so stubborn. I have to be careful. Thank you, and I love you. Do you think you can do it? If my wife tells the same thing to me, in my mind, I'm thinking, I have to say thank you because it's truth. However, I think my mouth moves before my brain does. I say, how about you? And then we start to argue. Don't you have such experiences? Someone's voice changes to a sharp knife and stabs you. And then you feel pain and hurt, not physical, but spiritually. If so, you should realize that because it's true, it hurts. But if you respond with words such as, how about you? Then you're surely choosing to live in the realm of jigoku or hell, where you hate each other and suffer together. If Amida Buddha were to observe your mind, do you think Amida can leave you alone? When you have a chance to go to the Honganji temple next time, please look at Amida Buddha's image carefully. The statue is in a standing position. Standing means Amida can't sit down and rest in peace. Just like the mother and father of a small baby who is living with strong selfishness and live in danger, they just keep standing and watching. That is the exact same meaning in Amida Buddha's standing appearance. He keeps working and embracing you, even though you might choose to live in the realm of suffering and pain. How grateful we are, or I am, when you think Amida Buddha is always embracing this person who are living with selfishness. Well, again, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Jin Yokota, for sponsoring this Honganji Hour this morning in memory of Mrs. Mitsue Yokota. I'm sure Mitsue-san, together with Amida Buddha, embracing you and giving you the power to live today's life. And all Keizu listeners, thank you for your kind listening and have a good day. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.